Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Allow me to express my delegates' appreciation on your capable and able leadership in the manner in which you are steering our open-ended working group thus far. We assure you of South Africa's full support as you fulfill your mission. The benefits of outer space and its exploration for peaceful purposes cover a broad spectrum of areas from agriculture to zoology. Space-based systems deliver information and services that protect lives and the environment, enhance prosperity and security, and stimulate scientific, industrial, and economic development. Therefore, preserving outer space for purely peaceful purposes is crucial for development. The African Union adopted its African Space Policy and Strategy with a view to ensure space science and technology serve as a key driver for inclusive and sustainable development in Africa. Part of the strategy is the recognition of crucial information derived from the use of space-based products and services which can contribute to the continent's efforts towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. Mr. Chairperson, in view of the innumerable benefits provided by the outer space environment, we all need to reaffirm our obligation to ensure that outer space and other celestial bodies remain an area for exclusively peaceful purposes. It is vital that space does not become yet another frontier for war and conflict. Notwithstanding the wasteful expenditure of resources that this would entail, the weaponization of space would result in a proliferation of space debris, which remains an issue of concern for all of us and will undoubtedly undermine international and national security. An integral component of our effort to sustain outer space is an area for exclusivity, peaceful purposes, is a need to adopt preventative measures. In order to achieve the widest possible adherence to rules and norms, open and transparent multilateral processes are necessary, aimed at ensuring that states can participate without discrimination and on basis of equality. Mr. Chairperson, South Africa's national space policy determines that the pursuit of space activities in South Africa is informed by the overarching principle that these activities contribute to the country's economic growth and social development, and we are guided by the principle of, amongst others, utilizing outer space for peaceful purposes and the benefit of all humankind. Being a responsible user of the space environment to ensure that all public and private sector activities are conducted in accordance with national legislation, relevant international treaties, and appropriate international best practices. Promoting research and development in space, science and technology, and cooperation with other national in mutually beneficial and peaceful uses of outer space, with the focus of extending the benefits of space technology to the African continent through the pursuit of cooperative activities with African countries. The increase of space debris and specifically issue of the intentional creation of space debris is also a matter of concern for South Africa due to the indiscriminate risk that it poses on space systems and the consequent risk of disruption of many space-based services on which we all rely. South Africa supports the negotiation of a legally binding instrument at the Conference on Disarmament in fulfillment of the Paris Agenda. A treaty-based approach would bring legal clarity and predictability on the security-related rights and responsibilities of states in outer space. However, pending the finalization of such a legal instrument, we also supported the establishment of the open-ended working group on reducing space threats through norms and rules and principles of responsible behaviors. Achieving common understandings and agreement on norms, rules, principles would be complementary to an eventual Paris Treaty, but until such a treaty is concluded, these norms, rules, and principles for responsible behaviors could contribute to addressing the current concerns and issues. South Africa notes that the existing space legal regime already constrains the weaponization of outer space to some extent, and we therefore share the NAM position calling on strict compliance with existing arms limitations and disarmament agreements, and with the existing legal regime concerning the use of outer space. The open-ended working group may wish to explicitly reaffirm the applicability of international law to outer space, even as the Paris aspects of this legal regime may benefit from further development. It is also widely accepted that outer space is already militarized in the sense that modern militaries rely on space-backed systems, and it is also true that crucial civilian infrastructure is increasingly reliant on space systems. Against this backdrop, it would be important for the open-ended working group to work towards common understandings on the conditions under which IHL becomes applicable to outer space activities and to collectively commit to adhering to IHL under these conditions. There are also precautionary obligations to inter alia review the legality of new means and methods of warfare that are relevant to our deliberations. In this regard, we call the ICJ determination that IHL is applicable to all forms of warfare and to all kinds of weapons, those of past, present, and future. The objective of our efforts should therefore remain maintaining the integrity of space systems, including the physical ground or space-based systems, as well as the intangible peaceful uses products derived from these systems against malicious interference, including kinetic and non-kinetic threats. In conclusion, Mr. Chairperson, South Africa looks forward to continuing the deliberations of this working group in preparation of recommendations to promote the practical implementation of transparency and confidence-building measures in outer space activities with the goal of preventing an arms race in outer space. We would also wish to assure you of our full support in the steering of this working group. Thank you, Mr. Chair.